الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلى. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
My respected sisters and brothers, today we all are here to commemorate the sadness with Dr. Hamid, who has lost his mother on the day of Ashura. So in Surah Mulk, part number 29 of Quran, the first chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us what is the philosophy of life and death. We all who are sitting here today, we are alive, we are having hayat, and this is a reality. We all have to face death sooner or later. What is death? Is this end of life? No. We have different phases of life. Before this phase of life, already we have three phases. This is the fourth phase. Next phase is Adam and Barzakh, while we are in the graves. And then there will be Day of Judgment. And after Day of Judgment, some people will stay in paradise, some will stay in hellfire, but still this life will carry on. So there is no end of life. So as science has said, energy cannot be created and cannot be destroyed, but it can be changed from one form to other form. So likewise, first of all, we all were souls, and then we change after conception, we change from chromosomes into fetus, and then afterward we all stay in the wombs of mothers, and now this is the fourth phase. But this is important phase. Whatever has been gone, those three phases, there was no responsibility upon us. But now, until we are not becoming mature, there are two important conditions. Persons should be mature, akil and balig. So they should not be mentally retarded, they should not be disabled mentally, as well as when they are mature, they are able to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is legal, what is illegal, what is good deed, what is bad deed, what is sin, what is amal-e-salih. So when someone is able to understand all these things, then Allah is saying, whatever is gone, that is gone. Until that time, I have not asked you to do anything for me or for yourself. Whatever you were doing, that was totally dependent on the parents. So usually the religion of children, good action of children, the education, their behavior, their attitude, so all depends on the parents. So usually the children are having the religion of their parent, and their language is the same, their attitude almost, they are copying their parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us free, there is no responsibility, there is no accountability until baligh. But once we are baligh, then Allah says, O mankind, now in this phase of life, you have some responsibilities. You have to behave like mankind. I am proud of you, and you have to do something so that everybody should be proud of my creature. And whatever we are doing, whatever we are thinking, whatever we are writing, anything after our blue, that is being recorded for next phase of our life. So it is up to us whether we are going to ensure ourselves here or not. If you will ensure yourself here, so in grief, at the day of judgment, and after that, you will get repayment. Any premium you have paid here, you will be paid back. Any kind of loss or deficiency you will have, you will be provided over there. But if you are not getting insured here with good deeds, with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with obedience of parents, then when we are going in next phase of our life, we all will suffer. So those who are gone, they are gone. But it does not mean they are not observing us, they are not watching us. All those good people who are dead in our dictionary, so they are having more freedom as they were having like us. Because due to this body, we have been limited for many things. But once this body is left and soul is free, at that time, the people who are dying and they were good people, now they don't need any ticket for train, any ticket for aeroplane, they don't need visa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them many, you can say, facilities. And with those facilities, wherever they want, they can go, they can stay, whatever they want, they can do. So now it is up to us, what kind of business we want to do now. A business which is giving you surety, if you will ensure your business here, you will get profit. And your profit will be paid now and afterward. But if you are not doing business with Allah, with Rasulullah, with Aima Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, then maybe according to this word, we will be multi-millionaire, but actually we are loser. Quran says, "Wal as innal insana lafi khusr." By the time, everybody is a loser. But those illal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasu bil haqqi wa tawasu bil sabr. But those people who will select itiqad, iman, belief, believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will believe in Rasulullah and 12 Imams, and they will do good deeds. But when they will become mu'min and they will perform good deeds and they will perform wajibat, then they should not try to save themselves. No, each and every individual has the responsibility to share good things with others. To share your iman, to share your Islam, to share your good things, to share your knowledge, to share your wisdom, to share your wealth, to share your children, to whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. So then we need to share, to call the people for good things, to stop the people to commit bad things. And whenever we will do all this, maybe we will face a lot of trials and problems. So at that time, we need to be patient. We have to show tolerance. If with Iman and Amal Saleh and bringing the people in network of good people and Saleh and me, then we are doing patient, we are tolerant, inshallah, this is insurance for the next stage of our life and we all will be successful. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So those people who are dying, so we can do a lot of favors to them. We should not forget just after a few days. So when they are dying, we are going in graveyard and burying them and afterward maybe reading something, and after usually 40 days we are forgetting them. So one thing I already mentioned, and again I want to mention to make it sure every one of us should do this. Every day we have to read 2 rakat namaz maghfirat walidain. It is not taking a long time, just 1 minute. Can we spare 1 minute for our parents who are our mohsin, who have done a lot of favors to us, who are our teacher, who are our trainer, who are our creator, in one sense, who have given us life, who have given us everything. So those parents who have provided us everything on the sake of their life, can't we give 1 minute every day for them? And what is that? Just read 2 rakat namaz maghfirat walidain. 2 rakat prayer for the forgiveness of parents, maybe alive, maybe marhum. If parents are alive, still we can read for them. But if they are marhum, still we have to carry on until the day of our death. And if we are doing, when you are doing, your children are watching and observing you, and inshallah, they will do for you as well. But if even they are not doing, but at least you have performed your responsibility. And in first rakat, we have to read Surah Hamd one time. And in first rakat, after Surah Hamd, one time Surah Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. In second rakat, Surah Hamd. And one time Surah Kawthar. Inna atainakal kawthar. It's very easy, very short. Just it will take 1 minute. But this 1 minute can make your life. At the same time, it will provide a lot of facilities to our parents, whether they are alive or dead. Salaam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But as I was saying about this death, this is what you can say a barrier. Actually, this death is a barrier. Until and unless that time is not coming, that barrier is not being removed. Like, for example, when we were in the womb, maybe at that time, the child who is in the womb is thinking he is in a great universe because he has not seen the universe of outside. Likewise, today we are thinking we are in a great universe because the other universe we haven't seen yet. So when this barrier is removed by death, after that day a new universe and a bigger universe is brought in front of us. So people who are going over there, so they are happy because from a limited world they have gone into unlimited world, infinite world, eternal world. So we should keep us ready for each and every moment. And how we can keep us ready? Just saying, oh death come to me, oh death come to me. So this is not a proper attitude. What is proper attitude? We should try to have balance in our life. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made wajib, obligatory duty we have to do. Whatever Allah says that is haram, we should avoid. And the first point, how to make death difficult. Some people, when they are dying, they are having very, very, very difficult death. Before death and even at the time when their soul is taken out. And why that is difficult? due to different reason. What is the first reason? And this is something we can prepare ourselves from now. If we take care, if we take care of these points, inshallah, our death will be easy. And the second thing is, our next destination, that is grave, and life in the grave, that will also be, inshallah, very easy for us. The first point is, because the first thing is, we have to face angel of death. Israel alayhi salam will come for everyone, will visit to each and every person. So this Israel for some people is coming in a beautiful face, with other people in a horrible face. And taking our soul, sometime it is just like the fragrance coming and going out. But sometime it is very difficult, as a butcher is cutting the bones and the meat of the animal. And this is not due to Israel. These are our actions. What we are providing or giving to the Israel, according to our rituals and action and lifestyle, he is behaving with us. So, if we want to have good death, easy death, so what should we do? The first thing is commanding against the commandment of Allah. Why some people are having difficult death? Because Allah says one thing, they say other thing. Allah says wear hijab, and a mother is saying to the daughters, there is no need to wear hijab. Allah says say 5 times prayers, father is saying there is no need to pray. Allah says once a year, 1 month fasting is wajib, that is obligatory. Parent says no, why are you observing fast? So when a person, maybe parents, maybe anybody else, maybe husband, maybe wife, maybe anyone, friends, relative, anybody who is opposing the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who is opposing the commandment of Allah, his or her death will be difficult. So we should always be careful. If we are unable to do a good thing, at least someone who is doing good deed, we should not stop. We should not convince anybody who is doing good thing, and we have to go forward and say, no, please don't do it. Maybe you will be killed. Maybe you will lose all of your money. Maybe you will lose your family, whatsoever. Maybe you will lose your job. There are a lot of things. Because our iman, our trust, our tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very weak. So that's why on different occasions we are doing all this type of tabligh. So we should be very careful. The next point is the false witness or lying. So when, maybe in the courts, maybe in our daily life, when something, some dispute, some problem is there, and when people are asking us to be witness, at that time, saying truth, we are saying something wrong. Or whatever is truth, we are not telling that truth to the people. So someone who is hiding the truth, or maybe lying to favor one of them, so this wrong witness, a false witness, will also, the time of our death will be very, very difficult. Salawat. Some people are tired and they are sleeping, so please, can you read loud salawat for them?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The next point, that is, it is related with the parents. This inheritance by the parents. So those children, those boys and girls who are not listening to their parents, they are annoying them, and annoying up to a limit when the parents are declaring that these children are not my children anymore. I am not having any concern with these children, or I have disinherited them. Aq. When the parents are making them aq from their progeny, from their lineage, from their property, so this thing will annoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially when this person will die, his death will be very difficult. And the next point is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as already I have said we should be very careful. We should not be disobedient to parents as well as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to make that easy? The first four factors were, what are different things? If we will do, that will make our death difficult. But these points are helpful to make the death easy, and everyone likes to have an easy death. What is that? The first one is being lover of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ali,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Mukruka imanun wa buzuka nifakun. Anyone who loves Ali is mu'min. And anyone who has grudge against Ali ibn Abi Talib is one of it. And where there is nifaq, there is no iman. So hypocrite is not a mu'min, even out of Islam. And even Quran says, this hypocrite, this is even worse than kafir. Because kafir is open enemy of Muslim, but hypocrite is sitting and standing with Muslims, but actually is enemy of Muslimin and Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing, all those people who are lover of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, so their death will be very, very easy. The next point is favor to parents. So as Aqibal, then if parents are unhappy, love and death is difficult. If parents are happy, death is easy. And some people, they are thinking their parents are died. So how I can make them happy? Even parents have the right to do disinherit their children while they are dead. Allah has given them this right after death to the parents. So this is great status of parents to next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why in Quran Allah says, "Wa bil walidain ihsana." You have to do favor to your parents. While they are alive, any kind of favor they are asking, and even they are not asking, we should observe their life, and any kind of favor we can do, we have to do. We have to listen to them, we should be obedient to them, and we should try to make them happy, whether they are alive or dead. In any case, when they are dead, different kind of favors we can do. We can read Surah Yasin every day for them, and can send a gift or hadiya for them. Or we can have Majlis Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and that hadiya will go to them. So different kind of favors, but if not more, at least this two rakat namaz maghfiratiwal, then we have to perform every day. The next point is keeping ties with relatives. So first importance next to Allah is the parents, and after that is your relatives. Your cousin, your sister, brother, cousin, those who are your blood relatives, Allah does not like we should break these relations by quarrels, by fights, by disputes. And usually among the family members and cousins and sisters, brother, on property or different issues, always there are a lot of disputes. But Allah says, if you will break the ties, I will reduce your life. Not only your life will be reduced, but when your soul will be taken out, that moment will be very hard for you. If your cousin, sister, brother, they are not good with you, okay, that is their action. But from your side, always try your best to have good relation, to have good attitude. Try to have contact in the form of email or text or phone or letter or visit, whatsoever you can do. So in one way or other way, we should try to keep all these ties alive. The next point, maybe we are not giving importance to this, exchanging of gifts. Especially when you are sending some sweets, shirini, mitai, or you are sending some dress to mu'mineen. Especially 18th of Zilhajj, Day of Ghadir, that is the day we have to exchange the gifts. On the Day of Ghadir, that is the Day of Brotherhood. You can say Sira Khuwat at that day. And at the same time, those who are believers, those who are mu'min, we should try to send them some sweets or some dresses. And this is Sunnah of Rasulullah, Sunnah of Aimah al-Baytullah Muslim. And this is something. These few dresses and few packets of sweets will help you when the angel of death will come in your life. And then your journey towards death, that will be very easy. Next is, last night we were discussing about fasting. Fasting has a lot of benefits. One important benefit, by fasting we can get, fasting will make our death very easy. And the next point is, reading Surah Yasin, as we read today. So we should, Surah Yasin has a lot of benefits. What is highly recommended, everybody try to read once in the morning and once before sleep. But if we cannot read for ourselves, but at least we should read for our homie. But this should not be just reading. Actually, there are a lot of messages, the heart of Quran, that is Surah Yasin. So we should try to understand what are the hidden messages given in Surah Yasin. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this surah heart of Quran. So inshallah, a lot of benefits we can get by a citation of Surah Yasin. So this was about facing death. We can make that easy or difficult. But once someone is dead, maybe easy death, maybe hard death. But after death, the next destination, that is very, very difficult. Even harder than the time when the soul was taken out, the grave, that is the harder station for everyone. Because taking out the soul, that is maybe case of 1 second, maybe case of 1 hour, maybe case of 2 days, 3 days, after 7, 8, 10 days, a person if is going to die, will die. Not more than 1 week a person is facing this situation. But grave, who knows when is the day of judgment? Until the day of judgment, if someone is facing suffering, that suffering will carry on until the day of judgment. If someone is having facilities, so those facilities will be carried on until the day of judgment, and even facilities will be increased. So that is a special we have to ponder. We have to think about that. How we can increase? What are different things? Due to those things, torture, azab, azab-e-qabr, fishar-e-qabr, so that will be increased. Number one, wasting blessings, ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, food is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are eating half of the food, half of food we are wasting. Or sometimes money, that is also blessing of Allah we are wasting. How? For example, na'udzubillah, if a Muslim is drinking alcohol, so drinking alcohol is haram, but the money he is spending, that is also he is wasting. So anything which is haram, if someone is spending money on haram thing, he is committing a sin as well as wasting the money, or wasting the time, or wasting different things. So whatever is provided, and everything we are having, that is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always we should try our best not to spend our life, our time, our money, our wealth, our resources, our knowledge on sins. Number one. Secondly, if we are not doing sins, but still we are wasting, so we should also try to control. We should not waste our resources. Number two, being lazy in salat. So for example, namaz time is 12 o'clock, and if there is jamaat, we are never bothering to go and join jamaat. That is something very, very, very highly recommended, to join namaz jamaat. Because once you are alone, there is no guarantee your prayer will be accepted. But if you are joining namaz jamaat and there are more than 10 people, that is 100% guarantee your prayer will be accepted.
MashaAllah.
So where there is guarantee, we are not going there. And second thing, when we are, because once we know, because namaz-e-jamaat time, congregational prayer time is fixed. So we are planning and going there. But once we are free, we are at home. So namaz time is 12 o'clock. We are, okay, I will do. Maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, maybe namaz will be qaza. And when a person is not standing on the sharp time, after 5 minutes after sharp time, that person is under the maximum control of Iblis. And coming out of control of Iblis and standing for prayer, that is really difficult. So the best thing is, we have to join Namaz-e-Jamaat. But if we are not going for Namaz-e-Jamaat, at least on sharp time, we should stand for prayer. And also we should try to have quality of prayer. Usually we are standing for prayer, but attention is not there. So we should concentrate what we are saying. And we have to observe that I am just standing in front of Allah, and Allah is watching me, observing me, and listening me. The next point is lying, backbiting, conveying information to others for quarrels. You know, lying, Allah says, La'anatullah ala al-kadhibin. You know, what is the life of that person when Allah is cursing upon him? And lying is something we all are doing in daily life. And all those who are lover of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. So Quran says, وَكُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Oh, the people stay with these truthful people. So this Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, they are true people. And if you want to stay with them, then we should stop lying. Secondly, backbiting. Backbiting, talking about others. And that is our favorite habit. When we are talking about others, always we are trying to blame them, insult them, degrade them. And Quran says, when you are doing backbiting, actually you are eating the flesh of your dead brother. So just eating even live brother, eating the flesh of a man, that is haram. And when someone is dead, scratching that meat, flesh, and then eating, that is the worst. And then, sometime, I have heard something, I am conveying that information to the other. And I will say, oh, that person was talking against you. He or she insulted you. He made this, he made that comment. This. And when we are conveying, what is our intention? Conveying information to other people, if intention is, I will try to make them friend, then you should be careful what kind of information you are passing on. Maybe you are true, you are telling the truth, but the information you are transferring, so that will annoy the other people. So always, like wise people, think before saying something. Even if something is true, that does not need everything must be conveyed to the other people. And sometimes, usually, we all are conveying all these people so that they should have quarrels, they should have fights. And that is something believers and mu'mineen, they should never do all these things. And the next thing is, those people who are urinating while they are standing, so this will also provide them torture in the grave. So always, because urine is najis. And when people are standing, usually comes on dress or maybe the body. And even if not, but as we have been commanded, while we are sitting, then we have to urinate. So the best thing is, otherwise people will face torture in grave. Next point is, staying away of a man from wife or children. You know, sometimes a person has family, wife, children. He is even in one town, but is not going and staying with the family. Maybe he has a lot of friends enjoying their life over there, or maybe they have some quarrel, they have some dispute. That's why arguments, and they are not going. So this person who is staying away, while it's possible for him to go and stay with wife and the family members, he must go. Otherwise, the life in the grave will be very difficult. Next is the bad attitude with family members. So this is very, very important. If we will have bad attitude with the family member, then we will have hard time. Just one incident during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Sa'd bin Mu'adh, he was very famous companion of the Prophet, Rasulullah ki mashhoor sahabi. And when he died, 70,000, more than 70,000 angels, including Jibreel alayhi salam, they joined his funeral. This is his greatness. And Prophet himself done all of the ritual of his funeral and prayer and his burial. All these things were done by Prophet. But when the people were walking towards the graveyard, at that time Prophet was walking on his toes. Companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you walking today like this? Prophet said, there is no space where I should put my feet because there are many, many angels who are joining the funeral of Sa'd bin Mu'adh. And the companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, what he was doing? Allah has blessed him and gave him a great status. Prophet said, this was his habit while he was sitting, standing, going to sleep, working, talking, sitting with people. Wherever he was, always he was reading Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allah ahad. Salawat. So this Surah Ikhlas actually will bring us next closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also try to read. And for this Surah Ikhlas, anyone who has read 5 prayers a day, and in one of his prayer, out of 5, at least one should read in one prayer. Out of 5, at least in one. Maybe in all 5 you have to read, but at least you have to read in one prayer, this Surah Ikhlas. Allah says, and Rasulullah in Hadith has said, anyone who has prayed 5 times a day and have not read Surah Ikhlas one time even, all of his prayer of that day will not be accepted. So this is something very important. We have to make habit to read. But the important word, why I have narrated that incident, and the mother of Sa'd bin Mu'adh was there, and she was proud. Rasulullah was there, angels were there, and alhamdulillah, Sa'd bin has a good journey toward Alam Barzakh. But when she was proud, then Prophet said, do you know what is happening with Sa'd bin Mu'adh? She said, no. Prophet said, right now he is facing torture of grave. And then she asked, why, Ya Rasulullah? Prophet said, his attitude with his wife or family members was not good. So attitude of wife towards husband, husband towards wife, a father towards children, children towards parents. Attitude, talking, way of talking. How you respect your children, or children respect the parents, husband and wife. Your words are very important. So anyone who is having bad attitude with the family members, he or she will also face the torture of grave. And if someone don't want to have torture in the grave, then we have to do something, and inshallah, death will be easy and Alam Barzakh life will be easy. The first thing is, try to teach good things to the other people. Sometimes, for example, I am making habitual of cigarette smoking to a person. Is it good? So I have taught something wrong. But if I am teaching Bismillah Rahman Rahim or prayer to someone, it is a good thing. If I am teaching how to fast, it is a good thing. If someone is uneducated, I am giving them education, that is a good thing. So we should try to deliver, try to teach the good things to the other people, and that will make life of our grave very easy. The next point is making happy to other believers. As already we exchange of gifts, or any way you can make happy to other mu'mineen, you have to think how. Maybe just with salamun alaikum, maybe smile, maybe just with a little gift, maybe just with a phone call, we can make them happy. Maybe if someone is sick, we have to visit. So, sometimes, majority of the time, we should not spend a lot of things, but still we can make happy to the people. So why not? We should try, always we should try to plan how I can make. And especially husband and wife, they should. Because every day, for many things, they are annoying each other. Why not husband and wife? They should think how a wife can make happy to the husband, and husband can make happy to the wife. And children and sisters and brother and everyone should think how they can make happy. And already, this is very beautiful zikr, saying, La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubin. There are a lot of benefits for this zikr. And it is also very, very helpful while we are in the grave. 100 times every day, one tasbih, La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubin. Next point is reading Ayatul Kursi. So already a lot of benefits I have told you, and this Ayatul Kursi will help you in the grave as well. I don't know how many of you have learned by heart. Salawat padhe.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So, how many, please, try to teach. This is one of the best things to teach others. So people should learn by heart Ayatul Kursi, and in this way, inshallah, they will also get benefit in the grave. And then Surah Zariyat, Surah Zukhruf, Surah Nisa. The other surah you can read every day, but Surah Nisa, this is a long surah. So at least once on Friday. Another thing is going on Hajj 4 times in your life. Anyone who will go on Hajj 4 times, these 4 Hajj will come to help him in the grave. And inshallah, he or she will not have any torture in the grave. And the last point, that is dying on Friday. So this is not in our authority. When to die. So this is something gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your life was good, your rituals were good, your belief was perfect, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide an opportunity to die on Friday. And anyone who is dying on Friday, inshallah, will not have any kind of torture in the grave. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to all of us to have easy death and also have easy stay and beautiful stay in alam-e-barzakh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Tragedy of Karbala. Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is something. When Hussain was alive, all beauties, all knowledge, all status were with him. And Hussain, before death, he showed all of his companion, after Shahadat, what will they get? So why not we should choose someone like Hussain, who can make our life easy in grave, day of judgment, and especially in paradise, because Prophet says, Al-Hasan wal-Hussain sayyada al-shabab al-jannah. Anyone who will go in paradise will be young. And the leader and master of all young people who will go, because no old one will go. Anyone who will go in paradise will be young. And the leader of all of them will be Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And shedding tear in the tragedy of Karbala, in the favor of Hussain, actually we are doing favor to us. As-salamu ala Hussain wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussain wa ala awlad al-Hussain وعلى أصحاب الحسين. عزیز و کربلا میں مولا کے بچوں میں وہ 6 ماہ کا بیٹا بھی تھا جس کا نام علی اصغر. علی اصغر پیاسا بھی تھا, علی اصغر مجاہد بھی تھا, لیکن اس بوڑھے باپ پہ کیا گزری ہوگی جس باپ نے ہاتھوں میں اٹھا کے دشمنوں کے سامنے آ کے سوال کرنا پڑا, مسلمانوں اگر ممکن ہو تو اس چھوٹے سے بچے کو ایک گھونٹ پانی پلا دو. ادارو اب سنو گے کہ مسلمانوں نے پانی کی بجائے, حالانکہ ہوتا تو یہی سب مسلمان پانی لے کے آتے, ہر طرف پانی ہو جاتا, لیکن ہائے زہرا کلال تیری قسمت, ہائے علی اصغر تیری قسمت. اس حال میں جو کچھ آیا وہ ایک 3 پھلا تیر تھا, تیر درگلوئے علی اصغر پہ. وہ تیر جب امام کے بیٹے علی اصغر کے گلے میں لگا, خون کا فوارہ نکلا. دارو امام حسین علیہ السلام نے وہ خون اپنے ہاتھوں پہ لیا, زمین پہ پھینکنا چاہا, زمین نے انکار کیا, آسمان کی طرف اچھالنا چاہا, آسمان نے انکار کیا. ہائے مظلوم حسین تیری قسمت, جب زمین نے قبول نہ کیا, آسمان نے قبول نہ کیا. اس حال میں حسین نے اپنی ریش مبارک کو علی اصغر کے خون سے خلاب کیا اور کہا, جد رسول نان رسول, میں روز محشر اللہ کو دکھاؤں گا, دکھاؤں گا اللہ, دیکھ مسلمانوں نے میرے ساتھ کیا کیا. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنقَلَبٍ يَنقَلِبُونَ. اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذا الساعة وفي كل ساعة, وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه وتتوحى وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, المسلمين والمسلمات, الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر مرحوم أكرم بنت نصر الله and all other marhumin of those people who are sitting here. Please recite Surah Fatiha. It's for all of us.